In today's lesson, I'm going to be speaking about the name of Christ. I'll read first from the book of Luke, chapter 1, in verse 30, I'll begin. This takes place right after the angel Gabriel had appeared to Mary, and he said, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." I turn to Matthew chapter 1, and I read these words. "Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Aren't those wonderful words? John put this in these words: "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, Emmanuel, God with us." That's the name that I want to dwell on today. The prophet said, "His name shall be called Emmanuel." I like that name, God with us. Mothers in the olden times called their children by names which had meaning in them, so that their children would have names full of meaning. There was Cain. "I have a man from the Lord," said his mother, and she called him Cain. There was Seth, that is, appointed. For his mother says, "God has appointed me another seed instead of Abel." Isaac was called Laughter, because he brought laughter to Abraham's house. Jacob was called a supplanter, because he would supplant the Canaanites in the land of Canaan. Jesus was to be called Emmanuel, that there may be a meaning to his name, God with us. This is still the name of him who is with us today. He that was from everlasting to everlasting came to this world of time. Jesus had that name on earth. He has that name in heaven. He is now God with us. Believer in Christ, God is with you. You're not alone. If you put me in the desert, I can still say, God is with us. If you put me on a ship in the midst of a stormy ocean, I can still say, Emmanuel, God with us. One writer says, "If I make my bed even in hell, God is with me." What's the use in going to church if God is not with us? Do you know what God with us means? God with you in your tribulation. God with you in preaching the scriptures. God with you in comforting you. Emmanuel, it is wisdom's mystery. Wise men have looked at it and wondered. Angels have desired to see it. God with us is hell's terror. The black-winged dragon of the pit quails before it. It is the strength of those that preach the gospel. How could the missionaries go into foreign lands? How could the martyrs stand at the stake had it not been God with us? It is the suffering man's comfort. 'Tis the alleviation of misery. 'Tis the rest of the weary. God with us. 'Tis heaven's hallelujah. 'Tis the song of the redeemed. 'Tis the chorus of the angels. 'Tis the everlasting song of the great choir of the sky. God with us.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.